أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. In the previous ayats we read how the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had caused him great injury and harm, and had hurt his feelings very terribly, hurt him in his heart very greatly when they refused, when they did all wrong things. Then about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how he informed his people that believe in me, I'm the Rasul of Allah, I testify to the Torah and the teachings of Musa alayhi salam, so it shouldn't be difficult for you to believe in me. And also he gave the information which is clearly in the Bible till today, that the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is near, is close by. And when he comes, then believe in him. Now with regard to the people of people of Mecca, particularly and generally all the non-believers, what their attitude is, Allah Ta'ala explains. And by that we should understand that, and we should not get so disturbed with it, and we should do what we have to do. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِعُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. چاہتے ہیں کہ بجائے اللہ کی روشنی اپنے منہ سے. These non-believers, especially the people of Mecca, they intend to put out the nur, the light of Allah Ta'ala, with their mouths. That is, the lies that they had propagated against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'uzu billah, sometimes they would say he's a madman. Sometimes they would say that some jinn has affected him. Sometimes they would say other things, all various things, all the propaganda. And yeah, Allah has warned us that from that day till today, this propaganda will carry on. And we know what things are being said about Islam. Islamic phobia, people that have got this phobia and are fearing Islam, regarding everyone as a person who is bloodthirsty, etc. And when people come in contact with Muslims, then they find they are completely different people. So all this propaganda, Allah Ta'ala says they want to put out the light of Allah Ta'ala. And they wanted their idol worship to be carrying on. And that should not come to an end. And today also, the non-believers want their way of life. And they are banning almost everything in their laws about the true values, about the true teachings of righteousness, of humanity, which comes in direct conflict with the Muslims. So this is a thing Allah Ta'ala has warned us already in the Quran Sharif 1400 years. So we shouldn't get so worried and disturbed about this propaganda which they are making. What we have to do is that we should live as Muslims. Not only dress as Muslims, but our character, everyone in his field. If a person is a businessman, then do business as a Muslim is supposed to do. The people will see the truthfulness of Islam. If it is a doctor, let him also do things, show his character, kindness towards especially poor patients, etc. Every person in his field, we should try and propagate Islam in the true way, because on the ground it is we who interact with other people. And then all the propaganda, the media, whatever they are doing, it won't have an effect if we are living correctly. So Allah Ta'ala warns us about this, and Allah consoles us also. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. اور اللہ کو پوری کرنی ہے اپنی روشنی اور پرے برا مانے منکر. And Allah is going to complete this nur of His, no matter how much these non-believers dislike it. And Allah Ta'ala had shown it. The Arab tribes where there was no question of Islam spreading or taking root also. They were people who used to fight wars just because one person's animal went in the next person's land. And they should fight those wars for hundreds of years. When the person on his dying bed should make wasiyat that don't leave it, you must fight this. it was impossible to unite them. But Nabi Fatallah wanted to complete this deen of his and make them like blood brothers, people who were strangers to one another. On account of the kalima la ilaha illallah, they became like blood brothers. And Islam spread, and the whole of Arabia, Arabia became united. Islam spread further to the north of Africa. All these lands, Egypt, Libya, Morocco, they were not Muslim lands. They were different lands. Islam spread to the east, right till China, Indonesia, Malaysia, all those lands. Islam spread to the north, right up to France. Into France, Spain, France, all these places. Allah Ta'ala had completed His promise, and it came and it was shown. And again, Allah Ta'ala will prove this promise of His. And when Hazrat Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu will come, then Islam will once more spread again in the whole world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the kalima of Islam will spread to every house in the world, whether it is a big brick house in the cities or whether it is a tent in the jungle. Islam will spread there, and a person will enter Islam by honor, or he will pay jizya and he will be submitted, but the rule of Islam will be again throughout the whole world. So Allah has promised it. Our duty is to maintain our Islam in our homes, and we must try and serve Islam as much as we can. Go out and whoever we are interacting with, give them da'wah of Islam. Give our Muslim brothers da'wah who are a bit far away from deen. Go in jamaat, etc., in kashf, etc., and give our Muslim brothers also da'wah. Give all the other people also where we can, and when we interact with them, we should show them our character, and we should invite them towards Islam. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ. وہی ہے جس نے بھیجا اپنے رسول راہ کی سوج دے کر. And it is only He, Allah, who sent His Rasul, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this hidayat, with this clear message. Islam is the only true, clear message for mankind. From beliefs of Islam, there is no complication in believing also. In Christianity, you have to believe three is one and one is three, which equation you cannot solve your whole lifetime. And other religions, they worship idols, which they make with their own hands. All these things cannot appeal to man. It is our duty to let people understand the oneness of Allah, the existence of Allah, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, we ourselves first have to be convinced. We have to get that within us. And then we must propagate this to all other people also. وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ or Sacha Deen. And Allah gave to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the true and pure way of life. How to live. You get up in the morning, you praise Allah. You make wudu, you make namaz, you submit to Allah. At night before you go in sleep, you praise Allah. Five times a day are the true way of life. And every sunnah is the perfect way for a person. How to live his life and get the full benefits physically out of life. It is all in the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Thirdly, لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. Ke usko upar kare sab deeno pase. And to make this deen the greatest deen, the highest deen. And till today, of all the religions, for just recently, for the first time, the statistics of the world, they had to admit that Muslims are the greatest in number. From the Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, in his time said, when they showed Muslims as smaller in number and Christians as bigger in number, he said they are giving wrong statistics. That is not true. Muslims are the biggest in number of any religion. And now they had to come out with it, and that Muslims are the biggest in number. So all these promises of Allah, Allah has fulfilled them. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ اور پَرِ بُرَا مَانِ شِرْكْ كَرْنِ وَالِ. And no matter how much these people who associate partners with Allah Ta'ala dislike it, but Islam will be the supreme and superior religion, which it is today. And all this Islamophobia and all this is just because of the spread of Islam, which is now taking place right in their backyards. or their own people accepting, the amount of people accepting Islam in France previously and now in Italy, it is surpassing that. Everywhere Islam, the more they are pressing Islam down, Islam is spreading more. And the more greater worry for them, their women folk are accepting Islam in more greater numbers. So we shouldn't worry about all this. We should be worried not of answering them really, but of improving ourselves, our ibadat, and then our character also, our business dealings also. All these things, if we will improve and make it correct, then again Allah will show us in front of our eyes the supremacy of Islam. And all this Allah has promised, not for the word Islam, and for not for the name Islam, but for Islam which is in the lives of Muslims, a living religion, that we are making our five times namaz, that we are, our women folk are dressed correctly, that we behave correctly, we don't go to wrong places, that Islam has to come into us. Our language, our at home, how we use our language, our anger, all these things, Islam has to come into us. The promises were that Islam, not with the books of Islam, and not with the name of Islam, but Islam which is a reality and which is a living thing. May Allah give us tawfiq to become proper Muslims.